I'm Connie Salica. This is Intelligence for Your Health. And today our special guest is Dr. Dennis Naum. He's one of the top orthopedic surgeons in North America who performs more than 1,000 hip and knee replacement surgeries annually at Rush University Medical Center in Chicago. And when it comes to exercise, we normally see it as a way to make our body stronger and less prone to injury. So I asked Dr. Naum why that logic doesn't always apply to our joints, which often become more vulnerable to injury the more we use them.
That's a great question, Connie. You know, certainly every joint has maybe a threshold or limit as to what it's able to withstand. We know that certain people will have higher thresholds than others. Inherently, the knee joint itself is much less stable than the hip. The knee is essentially two bones that are almost relatively flat surfaces that sit on top of each other, and there's some complex interplay between ligaments and muscles that helps stabilize that joint through different activities. So certainly the knee is highly vulnerable to overuse. It can become unstable relatively quickly with certain injuries and activities. Certainly there's a balance there though. You wanna have flexibility, you wanna be strong. That does preserve the lifespan of your joints, especially your knees. Really, we want to kind of have moderation in what we're doing. We want to stay strong and flexible, but at the same time, listen to your body. Don't overdo it. If something is causing pain in general, that's probably an activity that you'd like to avoid.
All your medical questions answered. Intelligence for Your Health with Connie Salica.